Kerry Elverum, thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, good to talk with you.
Now, before we begin talking about this igloo building workshop, tell me about the Sihmilik National Park. What is it and where is it?
Sure. Tsermuk National Park is located on the north end of Baffin Island and in Nunavut. It's roughly 22,252 square kilometers in size. It's one of the largest national parks in Canada. It's separated into four main sections, which includes Violet Island, Oliver Sound, Borden Peninsula, and Baylarge Bay. It's also a Canadian Wildlife. It has a the Canadian Wildlife Service has a migratory bird sanctuary included in the park, which is Violet Island, and it's a pretty special area. It represents two natural regions in Canada, the Eastern Arctic Lowlands and the Davis Strait Natural Region, and it's a place where Inuit still carry out traditional lifestyle activities in the park, and so it's very traditional from that respect, and visitors come to the area to hike, ski, bird watch, kayak, view wildlife. So there's, although we don't have a lot of visitors, the ones that do come really enjoy it and appreciate it, and you know, it's definitely an Arctic environment.
22,000 square kilometers, that's the size of a small country.
Yeah, in a parks world, I often tell people that are familiar with national parks that it's about the same size as Banff, Jasper, Kootenay, and Yoho National Park combined. So it's a big area.
Hmm. Now, you, Parks Canada organized an igloo workshop, igloo building workshop. So tell me about it. What was it like?
Well, we had a great community turnout to this event. There was a lot of interest in by elders and by youth, and also by non-Inuit and park visitors as well. We had three Inuit elders who led the workshop, who have tons of experience and a lifetime experience of building igloos and traveling on the land. That was Ham Cadlu, Titus Alulu, and Elijah Panipakachu. We had people build seven igloos with teams of two, and most of them were successful in building their igloos, and it was a lot of fun. Everyone really, really enjoyed coming out there and participating in the event.
Now, of course, modern-day Inuit live in, you know, modern houses for and have been living, you know, off the land since, I guess, at least early 60s. Why is it important to pass on these skills?
Well, igloos were the result of their Inuit incredible ingenuity in connection with the land. And for Inuit living in such a harsh and unforgiving climate, the need to create an environmentally efficient structure with the resources at hand was paramount. They were essential for the survival while traveling on the land or sea ice. And the knowledge of how to build them was passed on down from generations and has allowed Inuit to thrive in Nunavut. Basically, the skill remains important today from both a cultural and safety perspective. You know, so when you're traveling out on the sea ice for emergency purposes, people still need to know how to build an igloo. And also, it's one of those things from a cultural perspective. People really connect with that. It's part of their identity. It's important for them to be able to do that. In fact, you know, Inuit today say that they can't get married unless the male Inuit can build an igloo.
Now, I have had some training with Canadian Rangers and had an Inuit elder show me how to build an igloo. Just maybe for people who have never seen how it's done, can you kind of describe the process?
Sure, I can tell you what I learned when I was out there. I know that because I'm not the best person to be talking about it, but I can definitely tell you what we experienced when we were out there. And one of the first things you have to be able to do is build a good solid snow block, and that is the key. So cutting out about 30 to 40 blocks of snow is the first step, and learning where to find the snow and what kind of consistency you're looking for is the first thing that we have to look at. So it takes about 30 to 40 snow blocks, and as I learned, you need a great deal of skill on cutting out those snow blocks. And once you've done that, they're assembled into a spiral pattern. The gaps are filled with snow. And for the most part, I learned is you need a lot of patience. And it was really helpful to have the Inuit elders there provide the knowledge to and show you how to build a sturdy and safe structure.
How big were the igloos that got built?
They were probably about 6 to 7 feet in diameter, and they could probably sleep a couple of people at a time in there. Some of the pictures we've taken, a lot of kids can crawl in them too. at one time.
Being inside an igloo is kind of a unique experience. I don't know if you have spent time or slept inside an igloo, but there is a very particular light because of that white snow blocks. What was it like for you?
Well, I honestly haven't slept in an igloo, but I can tell you, building the snow block, building the igloo was a definite challenge, and it gave me a lot of respect for the people that do build them. It takes practice, and you're right, it is it's a really neat, beautiful little structure and design and ingenuity. It was really enjoyable to participate in that, and I will plan to continue my skills, learnings. I'll continue to build on my skills and knowledge of that in the future, and I think I might have to spend a night in one.
I definitely recommend it. I had to sleep in one just because of the circumstances, but it was definitely the highlight of my visit to the High Canadian Arctic, and I can tell you that when it's minus 35 outside, inside an igloo, it's about balmy, like minus 5. It makes a huge difference, especially when it cuts the wind.
Absolutely, they are built in such a way that they're environmentally efficient, so you don't need a lot of heat to keep them warm in there as well.
Absolutely.
It's one of the iconic Canadian symbols, and I can tell you that everyone out there, not just the Inuit, the non-Inuit alike, really enjoyed that opportunity that we put on, and it was a lot of fun to see all the smiling faces from the adults to the children and the work that went into building the igloo.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me, and I hope people who listen to this or read this story will be interested in coming and visiting the Canadian Arctic.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's one of the world wonders up here that not a lot of people have the opportunity to come up and see it, and when they do, you gain another appreciation for the environment, and especially for Inuit, because it's a pretty harsh climate, and they've adapted and learned how to live in this place that other people have not come to. So it gives you a lot of respect for Inuit and their skills and their lifestyle and their appreciation for the environment.